This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Last week, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made an appearance at the Association of Farm Broadcasting's virtual annual convention. And this year, as many years, there was a lot to discuss. Trade has been a hot topic of conversation over the past 4 years, especially as it pertains to the trade war with China. Perdue said America might not feel as successful as we may have been when it comes to dealing with China.
The factual numbers show economically that farm income minus government payments has increased 33% over the last 4 years. I think a lot of times while the President Trump supported that when we were having the calling out China and many people wanted to talk about the trade war actually going on there, we'd been in a war that we didn't realize we were in for 20 years.
Secretary Perdue says the U.S. approach to dealing with the unfair trade practices of China has yielded positive results.
Now we see the benefits of the trade policy. So sometimes there has to be some pain. Obviously, these transfer payments were there with MFPs 1 and 2, CFAP 1 and 2 with COVID to help support people where they could continue their livelihood and not get so much in debt that they couldn't get out. And the good news is now we're seeing those prices we had hoped to have seen 4 years ago. Actually, when you look at farm income, I was kind of surprised myself to see it literally bottomed in 16 and has risen each year since that period of time.
In addition to the Phase 1 trade deal with China, Perdue says there are other world trade wins to talk about, such as the USMCA.
We've modernized it from a technology perspective and solidified those number one and two customers there on the northern southern border for a long time. Bob Lighthizer, a trade ambassador, got an enforceable agreement. The Japan agreement was, again, there was concern about withdrawing from TPP. But why should the largest customer of these countries be treated the same as 11 other countries? We got a better deal that way. A Korean deal was settled as well as in the Indo-Pacific from Thailand and Vietnam and others have also increased. So I think we've laid the platform for increased trade.
Perdue also covered rural access to broadband being another vital issue that the USDA is currently working on.
It's vital. It's no longer a luxury. When we began, President Trump, the day after I was sworn in, signed the executive order on rural prosperity. And as we studied that for 180 days with an interagency, about 22 different federal agencies, connectivity is one of the main things that we came up with that could really help rural America, including farms and farmsteads. It's no longer acceptable for 20% of the nation here to be cut out of connectivity of electronic commerce. That's just not acceptable.
He also went over how broadband access is critical for rural America in multiple ways.
These reconnect programs that the president has directed us and Congress funded to get these connectivity out here with broadband literally to the farmsteads, precision agriculture. E-commerce. Farmers are great entrepreneurs. They can market themselves all over the world if they have connections. Certainly COVID has shown us with distance learning. What are the country kids going to do when the school's not in? How are they going to learn if they can't be connected?
Again, that was U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who spoke with former WSMI Ag Director and current NAFB President Rita Frazier at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting virtual annual convention last week. If you'd like to listen to that interview and see the full video of the interview, you can catch that on our new Facebook page, WSMI Agriculture. Moving on into other national ag news for your Tuesday as it relates to who could be the new ag secretary under a Joe Biden administration. Progressives in ag are appearing to make the push to keep former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp out of the USDA Secretary's office in a Joe Biden administration. Newsbreak.com says the conflict is ramping up as Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio has begun to campaign for that job. USDA is a $150 billion department that oversees ag policy, supports the farm economy, and feeds millions of low-income households. Heitkamp has been seen as the top contender for the spot because of her moderate politics and friendly relationship with the agricultural sector. However, a coalition is working behind the scenes to eliminate her candidacy before it gets going. They argue that she's too conservative and far too cozy with the fossil fuel industry and corporate agribusiness. quote, there will be a big fight on Haida camp if Biden puts her name forward, according to Carrie Hammerschlag, deputy director of the Food and Agriculture Program at Friends of the Earth. Most of the nonprofits against Haida camp are far out and on the left flank of even the most progressive food and ag circles. However, divisions about Haida camp appear to run deep. The National Farmers Union, a non-member of this coalition, is facing its own questions about whether to get behind the former North Dakota senator. And stay tuned, state and local ag news is coming up next. And moving along into state of Illinois ag news here for your Tuesday, we have the latest state crop progress and condition report that was released yesterday, Monday, from the USDA NAS department in Springfield. There was 5.6 days suitable for field work during the week ending on Sunday, the 22nd. Statewide, the average temperature was at 45 degrees, 3.5 degrees above normal. Precipitation averaged 3/4 of an inch, right at normal for this time of year. Moisture supply in the topsoil was rated 11% very short, 17 short, 70 adequate, and 2% surplus. Water supply in the subsoil, 11% very short, 25 short, 63 adequate, and 1% surplus. Soybeans and corn were 100% harvested as of last Sunday's report, so the only crop to talk about is the winter wheat crop, which is 96% emerged as of this past Sunday. That's compared to the five-year average of 91%. And the condition of the winter wheat crop across Illinois as of Sunday was 4% very poor, 3% poor, 23% fair, 51% good, and sitting at 19% excellent. And in local ag news on a Tuesday, this holiday season is bound to be different due to COVID-19, but U of I Extension is helping families manage the ups and downs. In a three-part series starting a week from today, Extension educators will offer practical tips to help you and your family enjoy this special time of year without all of the fuss. The free online webinars begin at 6:30 next Tuesday and run the following two Tuesdays after that on the 8th and 15th. To register for these webinars, you can go to go.illinois.edu/holidays. If you need reasonable accommodations to participate in the program, such as a lack of internet connection, you can contact the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. Early requests are strongly encouraged to allow sufficient time for meeting your internet access needs. The webinar lineup includes, coming up next Tuesday the 1st from 6:30 till 7, Jolly Good Cooking for the Holidays, Substitutes, Swaps, and Season's Greetings. You can unwrap some fun, festive holiday cooking ideas and learn about quick substitutes, swaps, and the secrets of downsizing your favorite family recipe. The next Tuesday, the 8th, from 6:30 to 7, is balancing extra calories throughout the holidays. Is the elf on the shelf hiding the extra calories in your holiday food? You can learn some tips to enjoy your favorites along with a dash of physical activity and keep your tinsel toes moving into the new year. And finally, the last webinar on the 15th from 6:30 to 7 is making a list and checking it twice. If you're feeling overwhelmed with the holiday season, take back control and stay on track as you rein in some of the chaos by making a simple list and simplifying your life. Simple steps you can take in this webinar will be able to decrease your stress and enjoy the holiday season as it's meant to be. Again, all three of these webinars are being put on by the University of Illinois Extension. And if you need more information about the three webinars starting next Tuesday the 1st, just contact the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. And that'll do it for your Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. Also remember to take a look at our new Facebook page, WSMI Agriculture. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, November 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.